Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What will it be like for you to face Deontay, and what challenge does he present for you guys?
To be honest with you, I hadn't thought a lot about it. He's not on a lot of their video, and so, you know, at this stage of the week, I don't know that I've weighed what he might mean to the matchup. They got more significant pieces with larger roles that are occupying my attention at this part of the week.
All right, how did you hear that? You think he's just telling the truth? Two games from Deontay, one catch, 6 yards. Not on a lot of the tape. They do have clearly more significant pieces, or do you think that's a shot at Deontay?
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
A little bit of both. But I do think that there's a lot of truth to that. But there's truth that, I mean, he giggled whenever he first, you know, he was like, well, he's not on the, I mean, whenever he is on the tape, he's falling down or not running out of bounds, and that's about it. Like, I mean, he basically, Mike Tomlin told us that we are not scared of Deontay. We have a lot more, we have a lot bigger fish to fry.
Yes.
Like Derrick Henry, Lamar Jackson, Zay Flowers, Mark Andrews, Isaiah Likely, Rashad Bateman. I mean, there's how many guys right there, you know, Justice Hill. How many guys right there before Deontay Johnson?
6 or 7.
We ain't worried about Deontay Johnson beating us.
We had Jason LaConfora on yesterday. He hosts an afternoon show in Baltimore. And boy, his tone changed when talking about Deontay. Like, they are nonplussed with his contribution so far. And this just lends even more credence to the theory that I first heard you throw out there, Doran, when Deontay was traded to Carolina, of all places, basically hanging out with Rasputin in Siberia. That was a Tomlin decision.
Yep.
Can't win with this guy. Don't like this guy. Send him to the worst place you could possibly think of in the NFL. And I'm not sure Deontay's going to have a big impact on this matchup. He's still getting his feet wet there. But I probably would have been a little bit more diplomatic if I were Tomlin. I don't know that Deontay's the kind of guy who rises to the occasion. In fact, a lot of the times in his Steelers career, he's kind of gone the opposite way. Pun intended. You know, he'd get the first down, run backwards. Mm-hmm. I remember when he wasn't named the Pro Bowl, and then he fumbled a couple of times against the Chiefs. He wanted to go out there and prove so badly that he was a Pro Bowl guy, and then had maybe one of the worst games, if not the worst game, of his season. I don't know that I'd poked the bear. I don't know that I would have said it the way Tomlin said it. I probably would have said the beginning portion and then said, but we know what Deontay is capable of, and left it at that.
Maybe he just doesn't, I mean, he doesn't think of Deontay being a threat at all. Like, I mean, but I know one thing. Whenever situations like this happen, usually teams, and you're going against a former player's team, they will try to get him the ball. Like, not a lot. Clearly, they have other guys to get the ball, but he will be in the game, and he will be targeted. So that happens all the time.
Yes.
With players and former teams. I think that Mike Tomlin is like, listen, Deontay is a non-factor. Like, we're not even thinking about it. We don't care.
Mike Tomlin said later on in the press conference there'd be some zigging and zagging by both teams because they know each other so well. And we had already talked about a potential wrinkle from the Steelers being, get Justin Fields in there a little bit. I could see that being Baltimore's cutesy side of things. Mm-hmm. Hey, we haven't really thrown the ball to Deontay. we like him. That's why we traded for him. This is his old stomping ground. Let's twist the knife and let's do something maybe the Steelers aren't really preparing for. Let's get Deontay the ball. Yeah, I could buy that.
Especially in the red zone. Whenever they enter the red zone, they get closer and closer to the goal line. You'll see Deontay Johnson running probably like a double move or something. They're going to try to throw him a touchdown. It's going to happen. I mean, you could put money on it right now. That's going to happen.
Against Dante Jackson, perhaps.
Yes.
The man he was traded for.
Or Deshaun Elliott.
The man who used to be a Raven.
Or Patrick Queen.
Yes. A far cry from Rod Woodson switching sides. We were looking this up during the break. Rod Woodson played 134 games as a Steeler, which sounded right. I couldn't believe he played 64 games with the Ravens.
Yeah. What?
That hurt.
Uh-huh.
That hurt. That was back when they were wearing them stupid gold pants, too. What a crime against uniforms. Yeah. Ryan Mallett once beat the Steelers wearing gold pants.
That's right.
And it kept the Steelers out of the playoffs until it didn't. Like, the Steelers needed to go beat a team that finished 5-11, and it would have guaranteed them a playoff spot. Ryan Mallett beat them, and then the next week they got some help winning a game, and then the Bills and Jets played a game that would decide the Steelers' fate, and the Steelers wound up sliding into the playoffs. How does that happen?
Crazy.
I'll tell you how. Throw the records out. Rivalry, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Rivalry. Doesn't matter who's playing. You throw them records out. We'll get into Lamar Jackson coming up at 7 o'clock because I think he's undervalued around here. I know he hasn't played well against the Steelers. I'm going to ask you some questions about Lamar Jackson, Dorn, and how he might compare to some of his contemporaries around the NFL. I feel like this is a pro-Lamar Jackson show.
It's a respect Lamar Jackson show. Yes.
Yes.
I have a lot of respect for him.
I think he's eventually just going to have a great game against the Steelers. He's too good not to. I think he's probably going to win a Super Bowl. I think he's too great not to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.